Jerry Kill joins us on the phone on In the Doghouse. How's it going, Coach?
It's going good. How are you?
Going good, and good news out of Saluki country. The news earlier today that Saluki baseball, with a record grade point average this past semester of 3.47. What's Hen do? Doing, huh? Doing something right, isn't he?
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have, our kids did very well, and you got to credit our academic team and Jeff Jones, who oversees that area, and Liz, our two administrators that I hired, and those people did a great job. And overall, in all our athletics, which I've never heard of, to be honest with you, anywhere I've been, was a 3.2 GPA. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, because, you got to go out in the real world and you got to go to work someday. And, you have numbers like that, plus you're an athlete, you're going to get hired pretty quick.
And not only that, but I mean, it sounds kind of cliche, but if you're putting in the work in the classroom, that work ethic is going to translate to the field.
It translates to the field. It translates to, a job. It translates to a lot of things. And if you're a person that takes great pride in what you do and you work like that, you're absolutely right. It translates into a lot of things for you as a person, and that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you get a scholarship and you get that opportunity. A lot of kids have to, pay for their school, have to take out loans and things like that. But you're a scholarship athlete, and you have the resources, and you take advantage of them, good things happen to you.
No surprise, North Dakota State, they wrapped up their seventh FCS title in eight seasons with a win over Eastern Washington the other day down in Frisco, Texas. Of course, Chris Klieman moving on, taking the job at Kansas State, as we've talked about. Matt Entz staying behind to run that program. Coach, you think North Dakota State can keep this up? I mean, they didn't miss a beat when Craig Bull went to Wyoming, and now that Klieman's going to Kansas State, is Matt Entz just going to keep things business as usual there in Fargo?
Well, I think that, I think Matt is an excellent coach, knowing from the past, know a lot of their people, and he'll do a good job there. However, they lost, they've had, 7 years of great quarterbacking, and that's hard to do. And I'm sure they got another one lined up, but they also lost 24 seniors, and this bunch here has won a lot of games. So, I always say it's kind of like when I took the job and we hadn't beaten Western Illinois 18 years. All good things come to an end someday. So I don't know when it will come to an end, but they've got to have – you got to think they're going to slip a little bit, and that doesn't have to do with the coaching change. I just think as many kids as they lost this year that they've had sitting around there a long time.
Well, and Matt's got to replace his own position, basically, right? His linebackers coach in D.C., he's got to find a guy that can live up to that standard that he set.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's in that change, there's some people that changed. Their strength coach didn't go to K-State. He stayed there. And if you look at their players, they got a good strength coach.
Is Randy Hedberg staying there?
What's that?
Is Randy Hedberg staying there? I believe he's
there, yep.
Yeah, and quarterback's coach, yeah.
And so they've got I don't know, four or five coaches that stayed there. And, it's a hard place to leave, They win all the time. Doesn't matter what level it is, you like winning. And, just because you got an opportunity to go to K-State, there's some of those people that have been around there a while that like Fargo and wanted to stay.
I don't know if you saw the Bears game yesterday, but apparently that first Eagles touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert, the former tight end from South Dakota State, apparently that was a play that Carson Wentz brought to Philadelphia from Fargo. Basically, they're in 12. They got two tight ends, single setback. The running back goes to the flat. One tight end does zig and zag, the other one. And I guess that was a North Dakota State play that we saw yesterday against the Chicago Bears. So even the Bison are affecting the NFL playoffs, and Carson Wentz isn't even playing.
Well, there's a lot of things that carry over from, you know, the college game and pro game carries over to college game. But, you know, it was certainly a good play for them and a tough, just a darn tough day for the Bears, you know, the way they lost the game.
Let's shift away from the Bears before the Bears fans turn off their radios here. Blackout Cancer Basketball Edition coming up here. The bidding is underway right now at, let's see, the website is what? SalukisBlackoutCancer.com. The women's game coming up on the 25th. The men's game is coming up on the 30th. Of course, the Coach Kill Fund, not just cancer anymore. It's helping out anybody that needs a little help with medical expenses and all of that.
Yeah, it's important, and certainly we focus in on cancer, but we also have had a lot of other people come to us that need help, and we're not going to turn down people that need help. I mean, I kind of came to that conclusion, and my wife, and certainly she's been a big part of it with Paula Frisch and all the people that have worked there. But, you know, I've had the proudest thing since I've come back is that there's a lot more people, to be honest with you, have thanked me about, hey, Coach, glad to have you back. And, you know, your cancer fund really helped us in this situation. And the sad thing about that, there's too many of them telling me that because there's so many people in this region have cancer or have a situation, and way too many. And you know, I'm glad we're able to reach out. But just like anything else is that you know, you need funds to help them out. And ours is unique because we can turn that money around in about 4 days, and not many people can. Many people in foundation and funds can't do that.
SalukisBlackoutCancer.com. You can place bids on either a men's or a women's jersey. Now, the men, they go 14 deep on their jerseys. The women only go 6 deep if you want to be a high enough bidder, or I think 7 deep to get your name on those jerseys. But you still got time to do that at SalukisBlackoutCancer.com. And, we're talking about Clemson and Alabama playing for the national championship tonight. All right, Coach Kill, who do you like in this one?
I like both lines. I like both offensive and defensive lines. And as I said, is you know, which line's going to win up front? The game's going to be won up front, and because whoever plays good up front, you know, they're going to be able to protect the quarterback better, and they're going to have a good game. Now, you know, you put me on the spot. Which one? You know, I'm very good. You know, I know Dabo Swinney. We've been on trips together. And, you know, it's a good guy, and like to see Clemson win. But, you know, if I was picking somebody tonight, you have to go with the defending, you know, you have to go, in my opinion, with Alabama. And, you know, they got the veteran, you know, they got, you know, some, they're just awfully good. Both teams are awfully good. I mean, they really are. I just hope it's a great game, to be honest. I've seen enough bowl games that were blowouts. I want to see a good, tight football game.
Jerry Kill joining us on In the Doghouse. Leading into that, Coach, the last question. When you're watching a game that you have no interest, no actual interest in, are
no
you...
No dog in the hunt.
Yeah, no dog in the hunt, no dog in the fight. Are you a quiet guy watching it, or are you one of those that you're talking, you're getting on them at the TV?
No, I'm a quiet guy. I observe what they're doing, and you know, I like to watch different styles of coaching. I like to watch, you know, the execution on. I'm coaching as I watch the game. I'm just not watching where the ball goes. I'm paying attention to the schemes, the players. You know, just like I'm coaching, so to speak. And I've never ever got out of that mold and so forth. And I don't think any coaches do. You know, and you're always trying to you know, to see what you could have done in my state, or if you're still coaching, you know, hey, this is a good idea. But, you know, always watch it from that perspective. And I do the same with watching basketball or anything else. I like, I walk around our court a lot, you know, but I'm always, sometimes I sit by my crease during a game, I'm watching this coach. I want to see how we coach. I want to, I like watching coaches.
I'll take care of the yelling and the screaming at the TV then for you.
Well, I've got some good friends that scream and yell at the TV. I can tell you that. I'm not one of them.
See, and that's why we still call him Coach.
That's exactly
Kill,
right.
Because he's all about the coaching there. Coach Kill, enjoy the game tonight. And thanks again for joining us on In the Doghouse.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a great evening.